everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
From the creators of Courageous and Fireproof comes War Room, a powerful new film about fighting life's battles in prayer. Tony and Elizabeth Jordan's marriage is turning into a battle.
I just got a notification that you moved money from our savings into your checking account.
Can we talk about this later?
And their daughter is caught in the crossfire.
You do not want World War III to break out in your home.
No, I don't.
Until Elizabeth meets Miss Clara.
This is my favorite place in this house. I call it my war room.
And learns that prayer is a powerful weapon.
You wrote prayers for each area of your life.
A prayer strategy.
I sure could use some of that.
War Room. In theaters August 28th, starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, T.C. Stallings, Beth Moore, and Karen Abercrombie.
Lord, we need an army of believers. Lord, call us to battle. Raise them up, Lord, raise them up.
Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes available now at warroomthemovie.com.
You've just heard the 60-second promo of a powerful movie I had the joy and honor of recently viewing, War Room. With me today is its co-writer, producer, and New York Times best-selling author and screenwriter, and brother to director and co-writer Alex, both fondly known as the Kendrick Brothers, and widely known as the two associate pastors from Sherwood Baptist Church, who with a dream, a step of faith, and a lot of prayer, have changed the way we look at Christian filmmaking today. With four successful films, $78 million in combined domestic box office revenue, and distribution in over 76 countries, their prior releases, Flywheel, Facing the Giants, Fireproof, and Courageous, are proof that nothing is impossible with God, and everything is attainable if God is in it. And my next guest shares how. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome to Testimony, a great pleasure indeed, writer and producer of the soon-to-be-released War Room movie, Pastor Stephen Kendrick. Stephen, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you, Jensine. It's my honor to be a part of your program today.
Well, it's great to have you here today, Steve. And I had the pleasure of speaking with you off the record prior to our interview, as well as viewing your latest great film, War Room, releasing in theaters nationwide on August 28th. I laughed, I cried, but most of all, I was greatly inspired. But before we get to all of this in part one of our two-part conversation today, Stephen, would you just begin to share with our listeners some of your own story, how you came to faith in Jesus Christ, and then let's segue into the movie industry, and finally, what is it really like working with your director brother, Alex? Stephen, please tell us your story.
Sure. Well, my story begins with a great-grandfather who was living wild and told God he didn't want to have anything to do with him. And he lived about 40 years in just kind of wild rebellion. And he fathered my grandfather, who was 7 feet tall, and became an alcoholic, dysfunctional dad. And my great-grandfather, though, had a dream that he was falling into hell, and he grabbed a root that he was hanging on to that saved him. And after he woke up from that dream, he went to a church and heard the gospel and surrendered his life to Christ. And then he reached out to his son, who was in his 40s at the time, and challenged him to live for the Lord. And my grandfather ended up walking down the aisle in a church and said, if I got what I deserved, I'd be in hell right now. He surrendered his life to Christ. My dad, who was 13 years old, was given a Bible and challenged to live for the Lord. And while as a teenager, he gave his life to Christ. And so we grew up in a home where our father was trying to figure out what does it mean to be a godly man, a godly dad, a godly husband, because his father had not demonstrated it for him. So I would stumble upon my dad not looking at pornography. I'd stumble upon him on his knees in his prayer closet, crying out to God for God to help him learn how to be a good man and a good dad. And he married a praying woman, our mother, even now at 73 years of age, gets up early every morning and prays for her three sons and her 19 grandchildren by name. And we've seen incredible answers to prayer in their lives. We saw the Lord provide to the penny what they would pray for to meet a need. Or our dad launched a Christian school in 1989 that is now just celebrated their 25th anniversary recently. And we saw so many miracles of answered prayer in that whole endeavor. And so we didn't just hear about God at church or hear the stories or miracles of Scripture. We also saw it in our parents' lives growing up. And I love what the Apostle Paul said. He said, "My faith, I don't want your faith to be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." So he said that I didn't come as a demonstration of great speeches. I came as a demonstration of God's power. And I think about so many kids in this generation are growing up in homes where they hear truths from Scripture, and that's awesome. But then they forsake their faith when they go off to college, and it's almost like we talk them into one thing when they're young and somebody else talks them out of it when they're older. But I think back to when I saw God's power at work in our home through answered prayer, and I know undeniably that there is a living, powerful God in heaven who cares about us and is involved in the details of our daily lives and wants us to have a relationship with Him. So it was very natural for Alex and I, when we heard the gospel as young boys, to give our lives to Christ. And then as teenagers, we fell in love with the Lord ourselves, studying the Scriptures for ourselves, walking with Him, watching Him change our hearts and the hearts of those around us as people gave them their lives. And so it has been very natural for us to want to call people to prayer because we believe in it. We're in a praying church even now. And every one of the movies that we made have been a demonstration of the answers to prayer, one after another, in order for the movie to even take place. You know, it's just a string of miracles. But surrendering your life to Jesus Christ is the greatest thing anyone can do. And I've told people, if I could become somebody else, if I could become the president, if I could become Tom Cruise, if I could become whoever, pick somebody famous, the very first thing I would want to do is to get on my knees and cry out to Jesus to save me and to change me, because I know that's the greatest thing you could ever do.
Amen and amen. And you've answered so beautifully my next question, in part, why you do what you do. And if your movies in any way reflect your own personal life and the characters portrayed in the movies that you released to huge success. Stephen, let me ask you now, in your view, with the moral decay and breakdown of our nation, the family unit, the virtual dissolution of the marriage covenant as God intended, is War Room, in your view, your most critical work to date?
We've been talking about that because a year and a half ago, when the Lord focused us in on the issue of prayer, and He kept saying, "Call my people back to prayer," we started walking by faith and trusting the Lord and making War Room. And so now that we've finished the movie and we've seen what's happened in our nation, even in the last 6 months, and the increasing persecution on the church, the continued moral decay in our nation, the rapid the diminishing of marriage and family. And we think historically in Scripture and in Christian history and in American history, when times got bad, what would God do? He would call His people back to repentance and back to united prayer. And the Great Awakenings in America, it's actually refreshing to hear how bad it was in our country back in the 1700s before the Great Awakenings, because the family was falling apart. The church was in moral decline. There was disease that was rampant. There were attacks from other nations on America, and there was economic failure in our country. And believers began to cry out to God in humble, united faith. And the Lord showed up in power and completely turned our nation around. He's done it multiple times. And so I think, what does His word say? If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, He says, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. And for such a time as this, I believe God is across denominational, across racial lines. He's unifying His church through prayer And I believe in the midst of all the darkness that he is calling the church to be the light of the world again.
Amen and amen. We are called to be salt and light. So, Stephen, in our remaining moments here, what do you want every viewer to take away from having watched War Room? And are there resources that will be provided at a later date to help those who have watched your movie dig deeper even into the Word of God, learn how to pray, and then teach others to do the same?
Yes. When people go see War Room, they're going to really enjoy the storyline. They're going to laugh a lot. They'll probably cry some, as you had testified when you saw the movie. But they will be inspired with an authentic story about answered prayer. And at the end of the film, when they hear and see what happens at the end of the movie, they're going to be challenged personally to engage the Lord in prayer. And I want people, when they walk out of the theater, to know in their hearts that there is a living God in heaven who is powerful, and he invites us into relationship with him. And he tells us, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. And even as Jesus prayed all night before he called his disciples, or Esther called the people to prayer for 3 days before she engaged the king, or the church in the book of Acts was praying and then Peter was released from prison, I think we need to be engaging the issues of our families, our churches, and our communities in prayer first. We need to be praying before we make major decisions. We need to be praying before we try to deal with problems, even in the political realm, because it is a spiritual battle that we're fighting. And if we try to engage in the physical realm first before fighting in the spiritual realm, we have the cart before the horse. You know, it's like trying to, in baseball, run to third base first. You know, God says repeatedly in Scripture that prayer needs to be a priority. And even as Jesus cast the money changers out of the temple, he said the priority of the church is prayer. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, he said. Or Paul in 1 Timothy 2, he says, first of all, let there be prayers, petitions, supplications, thanksgivings be made for all men. And so we want people, when they see War Room, to be inspired to prayer. And then we want churches to use the film to call their people back to prayer. You can go to warroommovieresources.com and see all the different resources across the spectrum of age, from preschool all the way up to adults, in tools that churches can use to equip their members to begin to pray together and engage the Lord so that we can see God move mightily on our behalf.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Stephen Kendrick, New York Times bestselling author, co-producer, and writer of the powerfully moving and soon-to-be-released War Room movie in theaters August 28th. You can learn more about the Kendrick brothers, Alex and Stephen, by going to kendrickbrothers.com and get your tickets now at warroomthemovie.com, a must-watch film for the entire family, church, or anyone needing hope, encouragement, and the power of prayer. Stephen, thank you for sharing just a little of your story and the power and purpose of a vision when it is given by God and then by His grace implemented with courage and faith and, yes, prayer, the focus of your latest great release, War Room. We look forward to hearing much, much more next week. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Jen Saint. We'll look forward to next week.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.
From the creators of Courageous and Fireproof comes War Room, a powerful new film about fighting life's battles in prayer.
This is my favorite place in this house. I call it my war room.
Because prayer is a powerful weapon. War Room, in theaters August 28th, starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, and Beth Moore.
We need an army of believers. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Tickets and showtimes available now at warroomthemovie.com.
Last week, you heard the inspiring and cinematic story of one man's journey to faith in Jesus Christ, on screen and off. Stephen Kendrick, New York Times best-selling author, co-producer, and screenwriter, along with brother, co-writer, and director Alex Kendrick, have taken the Christian and independent film industry by storm, but in a good way. Their previously released films, Flywheel, Facing the Giants, Fireproof, and Courageous, have grossed a combined $78 million in domestic box office sales alone and distributed in over 76 countries. Not bad for two associate pastors with a dream, a few hard-earned dollars, and a huge step of faith in wanting to bring real life and godly values to the big screen and in a big way. Their ultimate goal? To bring healing, hope, redemption, and ultimately salvation through the medium of film with excellence, integrity, and passion. And by all accounts, ladies and gentlemen, they have done just that with their latest great release, War Room. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony, a great joy indeed, its co-producer and writer of the Kendrick Brothers phenomenon, Stephen Kendrick. Stephen, welcome back to Testimony.
Thank you, Jen Singh. You can intro people better than just about anybody I've met. So.
Well,
I appreciate it. I'm humbled and grateful.
Well,
thank you for letting me be on the program again.
Well, it's all true, and it's my honor to have you. Thank you for being here with us today. First of all, I have to reiterate, I loved the film. I laughed, I cried, but more importantly, I was greatly inspired and convicted that I need to be praying more. The message that your movie, War Room, communicates does just that. Can you explain to our audience why the title, War Room, and why now?
Sure. When we finished the movie Courageous, we were asking God, what do you want us to focus in on? And he said, call my people back to prayer. That was just a clear message. We spent about a year or two in prayer, and then that was the direction that he gave us. And he gave us a unique storyline about a married couple, really struggling, but very professional. They attend church. They know how to fake it, but struggling in their relationship, neglecting their daughter, putting money above God and their family. And the wife, in all of her stress, is trying to sell a home for a senior adult woman who is a prayer warrior. And she's blown away at this woman's faith, all the answered prayers that she has on her walls that she's written down or had pictures of. And she enters into this friendship with this lady who challenges her to begin to fight all the battles of her life with prayer. The movie starts off with actually shots of the Vietnam War, and you see that in a war room in the military, they will get together, find out what the enemy is doing, and then organize their strategy and their resources to engage out on the field. But the war room strategy happens first. And in the movie War Room, you see this senior adult lady following what Jesus said in Matthew 6:6, where he said, when you pray, go into your inner room or your prayer closet, your war room in a sense, and he says, pray to your Father who sees and rewards in the secret place. And so we want to challenge people to do what for thousands of years believers have been doing, and that is find a place where you on a daily basis, a consistent basis, can meet with the Lord, and you start fighting the battles of your life in prayer first. Just like Jesus spent all night in prayer before he called his 12 disciples, we need to be praying before we make major decisions. Or just like when the church in the book of Acts prayed before Peter was rescued from jail, we need to be praying to deal with the problems that are in our church and in our culture. God can do so much more than we can ask or imagine according to the power that is already at work within us by his Holy Spirit. But too often, we don't engage the Lord in prayer first. We run into battle, and then after we get beat up, then we come back and cry out to the Lord and blame him for our mistake. So
right.
We want people through this film to be able to watch an engaging, family-friendly, safe for little eyes and old eyes movie, but be inspired by this story in their own spiritual lives. because there's not one problem we're dealing with right now in our culture that prayer cannot address.
Amen and amen. Now, you've garnered an all-star cast, in my view, with nationally recognized Bible teacher Beth Moore, best-selling author Priscilla Shire, who plays the lead character in the movie, and a host of beautifully acted characters, including yourself and your brother Alex, that bring an authenticity to real-life issues, in particular, as we've just discussed, marriage and family, and the tax that come against it. Stephen, with the recent federal mandate allowing same-sex marriage, is your film, in your view, a tool that could combat the onslaught of unbiblical mandates being unleashed on our nation today? Can you expound?
Sure. Well, the church, Jesus said, when the church quits being salt and light, then we will be trampled underfoot by men. And that is what is happening right now with the church and our culture. And so what is the answer to that? Well, we as the church need to repent of our sins, get our marriages in order, get our spiritual lives in order. Who are we to tell the church, to tell the world to get their marriages in order when ours are not? Or who are we to tell the world that they need to repent if we haven't first repented? And so God says his judgment begins in the house of God, in the body of Christ. And so when the church experiences revival, we see this in Scripture, we see this in Christian history, we see it in American history. When the church repents and begins to cry out to God in prayer, God's presence and power move in on the church. Then we become salt and light again, and then that will infiltrate every area of society, education, the political realm, the business realm, our communities. And so if we try to get the cart before the horse and try to solve all the problems in our culture before first fighting the spiritual battles in prayer and in our own lives, we're going to be missing out on what God wants to do. And so this movie is an invitation for the church to do what happened before the Great Awakenings, of let's get unified and let's get praying. And we're seeing it happen. We're already seeing at the end of some of the showings of War Room, groups of people are getting together and huddling and beginning to pray. We've seen pastors say we need to be praying with other pastors in our community rather than fussing and fighting or swapping sheep or competing. We need to be praying and engaging our community together in unity.
Amen.
God blesses the unity of the body, and we believe that he can bring revival again if we'll do what he's commanded us to do.
Amen and amen. But you know what I also loved about the movie, in my view, my takeaway of it, is that the lead character, played by Priscilla Shire, was at her wit's end. She was not communicating with her husband or her daughter. They were fighting all the time. But as Miss Clara, who introduces the power of prayer to her, tells her, you're fighting the wrong way. You need to be fighting in prayer and on your knees. And I love how she takes Miss Clara's advice and begins to see the change in her husband without the confrontation. She let go, Stephen, and let God. And how many of us in our marriages today are choosing to fight in our own power and might rather than on our knees for our wife, our husband, our spouses, our children? I think this is such a critical message today when marriages are falling apart left and right, inside and outside the four walls of the church. I also love the fact that in the movie you bring in the dynamic of how a child can suffer when parents are fighting and they're torn apart with those dynamics, and then the temptations that can come when there is a breakdown in the family unit. On so many levels, I just want to let our listeners know you're listening to Stephen Kendrick, co-writer and producer of the newly released War Room movie, now airing nationwide in a theater near you. I highly recommend seeing this movie on a lot of different levels for the entire family. Okay, Stephen, back to you. The purpose of this movie, what exactly are you wanting viewers to take away after having viewed War Room? And you've also written a companion book entitled The Battle Plan for Prayer, now available wherever books are sold. Is this a resource you hope every church, home group, school, and parent will take advantage of? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. It is important to us that after the end credits roll in a movie and the emotion wears off, that people's lives are permanently changed. And we know that transformation takes place by the renewing of our minds. And so after Fireproof, Alex and I wrote the Love Dare book, which dives into spiritual principles on unconditional love. After Courageous, we wrote the Resolution for Men, and Priscilla Shire wrote the Resolution for Women. And we set it up as a discipleship tool so that when men, after seeing Courageous, thought, I want to step up and be a courageous spiritual leader in my home, the desire is there, but if they don't have a plan of action and they're not getting God's word in their hearts, they're not really going to change. And so with War Room, we've written the battle plan for prayer, which we say it's from basic training to targeted strategies. We talk about inspiring stories of answered prayer that have happened in Christian history. We talk about the keys to praying effectively that you see in Scripture. And then we get into conditioning, preparing your heart so that you're praying in faith, you're praying persistently, you're praying in humility before the Lord. And then when our hearts are right, how do we pray and what do we pray for? And so we unpack about praying according to the Word of God, praying according to the will of God, like 1 John says, and then praying according to God's names, that we're asking God to meet based upon who He is. We're asking Him to meet each need.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Stephen Kendrick, New York Times bestselling author, co-producer, and writer of the powerfully moving, now-released War Room movie in theaters nationwide. You can learn more about the Kendrick brothers, Alex and Stephen, by going to kendrickbrothers.com. And get your tickets today at warroomthemovie.com, a must-watch film for the entire family, church, or anyone needing hope. Hope, encouragement, and the power of prayer. Stephen, thank you for sharing your amazing gifts and talents with the body of Christ through the medium of film and storytelling and real life played out on the big screen. It is clear you are a pastor at heart first, movie producer and great writer second, and finally, usurping all of the aforementioned, you are a lover of Jesus Christ, His Word, and prayer. Thank you, and God bless you. I love this movie, and I know countless millions will agree.
Thank you so much, Jinsing. It's an honor to be on the program.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jinsing Bard Ministries, and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.